After the formation of government, I did express my disappointment and concern at the failure of the new government to commit to the provision of a surgical hub for Sligo and the region, particularly taking into consideration that it had given a commitment in the programme for government to establishing 6 new surgical hubs nationwide. In the programme for government, which was agreed by Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Michael Lowry's regional independent group of TDs, it states, and I quote, "This government will establish 6 surgical hubs in Cork, Dublin, 2 sites, Galway, Limerick and Waterford, and explore," and I repeat that, "and explore the provision of an additional surgical hub for the North West in a timely manner." Now, in my view, it's unacceptable for Sligo and the region to be treated in such a shabby fashion by the new government. And I was disappointed that the government TDs from this area did not seek a commitment included in the programme for government to have a surgical hub constructed there. Now, yesterday I raised the issue at the Health Forum meeting, and we were told that a business case supporting the implementation of a West and North West surgical hub was submitted to the HSE at a national level in February. The HSE North West, we were told, submitted a business case for consideration at national level to assist with the decision-making process. And it was also noteworthy within that business case it was pointed out that a greenfield site has been identified as a potential development location for the surgical hub if it is approved in due course. So, you know, I expect that it now remains for the government TDs for Sligo Leitrim to ensure that this project is advanced and approved without delay.
So it does sound like a positive step, I guess, councillor, but you are kind of waiting for that 100% approval, kind of that it being stamped.
Yeah, but it's positive insofar as the HSE in this region have put forward the business case, and I have no doubt that that business case is very positive and is deserving of support. But we're into political issues here as well. So it remains for the government TDs for our Sligo Leitrim constituency to put enough pressure on the minister and on government to ensure that this project is advanced and approved without delay. Because the concept behind the establishment of surgical hubs is to relocate a significant number of day case procedures to these specialised centres. And this allows hospitals to focus on people on waiting lists in other areas. So essentially, the hubs are designed to carry out thousands of procedures annually. And the overall intention is to ensure that nobody is waiting longer than 3 months for day procedures once they're assessed as clinically suitable. So Sligo cannot be left out, and we must demand what we're entitled to.